The open focus exercise consists of a series of questions about your ability to imagine certain experiences. Can you imagine letting your mind and body naturally respond to the questions without giving any particular effort to achieving any one of these images or experiences? For example, when I ask, can you imagine the distance between your eyes? You might naturally experience your eyes and then let your imagination flow to the region between your eyes and imagine the distance between them. Your objective is not to come up with some number or other abstraction, such as, there are 2 inches between my eyes. The objective is to very gently imagine or experience that distance or region between your eyes. You initially may imagine or experience the distance as a very small region or vague feeling, and the distance might then expand or change as you continue to maintain your orientation in that region. The experience often changes with continued practice. Your opening awareness of all your emerging experience is a continuing process. There will be approximately 15 seconds between questions. And for that period, I would like you to maintain your attention on the subject of the last question. If you have any difficulty imagining any particular image or experience, don't let that trouble you. Just permit your imagination to remain oriented toward the object of the question and let your experience evolve naturally. If nothing particular seems to happen or your mind wanders, don't be disturbed. In the event that you happen to notice that your attention has wandered and is focused upon some thought, image, or feeling, neither resist nor encourage this process. Merely allow your attentional focus to expand to include also the image of the current open focus question, in addition to the perception to which your mind has wandered. While most people find it helpful to close their eyes while practicing, after some facility is gained, the practice may be done with eyes open or half open. Practicing with eyes fully or partially open enhances the transfer of the open focus to daily life situations. Again, in order to facilitate transfer of open focus effects to daily life situations, a relatively erect body posture is recommended, sitting or standing. Reclining positions often are not effective after some period of practice, since they encourage the onset of sleep. Although drifting in and out of sleep may be a necessary developmental stage in the course of practice, deep sleep and associated loss of muscle tone are to be avoided. Finally, you needn't respond overtly in any way to these questions. Your response will be whatever happens to your imagery or experience when the question is asked.